بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. We are still in the last chapter in which hadith of different subjects are discussed. In this hadith, Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, إِذَا حَكَمَ الْحَاكِمْ فَاجْتَهَدْ. When a judge, a leader, makes a decision, and he makes every effort in making that correct decision, not just superficially, but he works hard in coming to the correct decision. ثُمَّ أَصَّابَ. And he comes to the correct decision. فَلَهُ أَجْرَانِ. Then that person gets two rewards from Allah Ta'ala. One is for the effort that he made, and the other is that he reached the correct conclusion. وَإِذَا حَكَمَ وَاجْتَهَدَ. And if he has to make a decision, and he made the effort properly also, in order to make the correct decision, فَأَخْطَى. But he made a mistake. He did not come to the correct conclusion. He made a mistake. فَلَهُ أَجْرٌ. Then that person will get one reward. This hadith shows us that there are two things. When a person who is like a judge, for example, and the case is presented in front of him, and he makes every effort, he sincerely and with hard work, he tries to find the correct decision that he has to come to. And then he reaches the correct decision, he will get double reward. But if he made all the effort, and he did not come to the correct decision, he will still get one reward. The same applies to a mufti, for example. That also, if a masala comes to him, something new, which is now, according to the days of today, something new. But then he makes every effort, he works hard to find the correct decision. And he exhausts himself properly. And he comes to the correct decision, he will get double reward. And if he errs in that, he makes a mistake, but he makes the correct effort, he will get still a reward. So there are two things for people in these positions that they have to have. They have to have the capability also. And the other is the sincerity also. And the effort also they have to make thoroughly in order to reach the correct decision. Just to illustrate this, a person, just an example, went to a mufti to ask a question. The mufti was not present, but the person who attends, the secretary of the mufti, he was present. So he said, "Can't I help you?" So he said, "Okay, if you can help me, my masala, my question is that a mouse, a rat, fell into the ghee canister. And now what is the ruling with regard to that?" So he said, "That is quite simple. Just 6 months ago, somebody came with this exactly the same question. And he asked the same question. And Mufti Saab said, you must remove the rat, the mouse, and about 2-3 centimeters around it also you must remove. And then that will be, the rest of it is all right, you can use it." So he went away, Mufti Saab returned again, and he asked, anyone came? He said, "Yes, this person came, and this was his question. And this was the answer I gave him." He said, "Oh, for you made him eat haram now." He says, "When you give the masala, 6 months ago, you gave exactly the same masala. When you give the masala, then it is halal and jais. When I give the same masala for the same answer to the same question, then it is haram." So he said that 6 months ago, it was peak winter, and that ghee was solidified. So when the mouse fell in, its effects did not go in the whole canister. So you just took out the rat, and you took out the around it for safety sake, so it is fine. And now it is peak summer, with the temperature soaring so high, and that ghee is all melted, and the effect of that dead mouse is gone into the whole ghee. So a person has to know what are called juziyat, the fine, what we were called the fine print, all the footnotes, the very details of everything, then he can make a decision. Many times we feel somebody gave just masala, the same thing applies here, but it doesn't apply everywhere. So this is the work of a person who is an expert in that field. And then again, just not an expert, but he exhausts his efforts in coming to the correct conclusion. If he comes to the correct conclusion, he gets double reward. And if he errs, but he was sincere, and he made every effort, still Allah will give him one reward. And for the person for whom the masala is given, whatever that masala is given, that person in any case, he will be correct in the eyes of Allah, and he acts upon it, he will get his sawab. On this, another very important point also we should note, that for our masalas that we have, we should have one person that we go to. Not that we know this person will give me a masala according to what I want. And some other masala, no, he won't give it to me as I want it, so I go to some other mufti and I ask him, I know he will give me that masala. Then we are just hopping and choosing. We are not following. So we have to see who in our heart it comes that this person will guide me to the correct thing, to Allah Ta'ala. And then our work as layman is just to follow. And in any case then, we will be excused by Allah and we will get reward for what we do. But if we go hopping and jumping and we want just what we want to, then actually we are not following what Allah wants, we are following our own desires. So we should have who our heart tells us and we are convinced, then we follow that person and that person also is such who has that potential and capability. Then inshaAllah we will be in the clear all the time. Wa akhiru da'wana.